Okay, well, despite showing up a little late, Gnarl seems to have made the game because Wally did not claim forfeit, which is good of him. He probably would like to win and maybe gain some strength of schedule points anyway. Some just a little information about the two players. They both lost their first round game, and they're both playing for their first victory in this Open Classic. Gnarl did fairly well the first round, resisting Adnak, the number 3 seed, for 45 moves. Awali lost to Hippo in 28 moves. And Gnarl has started out by using a standard 99 of 9 setup with cats back. That's what I typically play. Putting the dogs behind the traps adds a little more power early on, as opposed to putting the cats behind the traps. Arima is kind of the opposite in chess in that way, in that you use the larger pieces first and the more minor pieces later. Wally, on the other hand, seems to have put all his well, he has put all his pieces forward with all the rabbits behind. It's kind of a little bit like the default setup from the game client. Gnarl charged forward with his elephant, and Wally's consolidating around his traps. And Gnarl has proceeded to pull out Wally's camel, although the camel can retreat back if it wants to. Though it's a little bit difficult because the horse on b6 is hanging if too many steps are used to retreat the camel. Now, the slight disadvantage to putting the rabbits in the middle of the board is that the elephant's going to be charging straight forward and perhaps trying to pull them if one isn't careful. That's why they're a little bit safer on the outside. Okay, so Awali has tried to retreat the camel while keeping the b6 horse protected from falling into the trap. Gnarl may have been able to pull out the camel more on move 4g, but his move consolidates around his traps and is playing a little bit more conservatively. The threat now is perhaps a simple flip of the camel to f4. Okay, move 4s protects the camel from being pulled, brings the elephant forward a little, and consolidates around b6. And Gnarl on 5g has responded by bringing the elephant around to the d-file, and the immediate threat appears to be a pull of the rabbit on d8. Of course, pulling rabbits forward is oftentimes a disadvantage to the one being pulled because rabbits are less tactically able to escape from capture. They don't have as much mobility, and so they can become kind of a nuisance to maneuver if pieces are pulled near the home traps of the attacking player. Wally opts for advancing the dogs on both flanks and retreating the camel a bit. It'll be interesting to see how this transpires. A more obvious attacking move would be to pull the rabbit, and probably there's no reason not to. The formation on the outside, though, the dog beside the horse is perhaps slightly weak. For example, a dog pull is possible right now, even. Not sure that gold has enough follow-up for such a move, but it's on the cards anyway. And remember that we're actually seeing the moves two moves before the actual move that is being played live, which is meant to prevent players from taking advantage of our commentary as they play. So don't think that Gnarl is spending this much time on move 6g. It does kind of make us wonder what's going on move 8g, though. So he indeed does pull the rabbit on move 6g. Now gold's threats are either to flip the rabbit or to pull the rabbit. Perhaps flipping it would be a little bit more secure, as the rabbit can't be sent to the outside. Rabbits are a little bit more, if they're advanced, they're slightly more safe on the outside because they can't be forked in the middle of the board. Even if it's flipped, it can be sent to the outside. The difference, of course, being that the gold elephant is more advanced, so it has slightly more options than if it had would simply pull the rabbit back. So silver's options here, he could send the rabbit actually to the west, which he does. In the process, he put the cat forward. I'm not sure if that's the best move or not. Maybe just sending the cat to the side would have been better. But in any event, he also advances the silver elephant to g4. So he's trying to get his own threats now. Now the silver camel is on the east side, so flipping the gold horse might be good news for silver, as he has a potential hostage there on the east side. But instead, Gnarl chooses to pull the camel out, and it's a little bit of a vacuous threat, because the camel can simply back off with fewer moves. And the silver cat has time to retreat. In the meantime, silver still has threats around the east side. So I don't know if I'm particularly fond of that 7g, but we'll see how it plays out. So silver's opted to pull out the horse a little bit, take the cat more into the middle, which is interesting. Of course, gold can retreat the horse now if he wishes, or maybe he has designs to move forward on the east side. We'll just have to see. The west side, though, seems to favor gold. Okay, so he does retreat the horse a little and brings the elephant back to the middle one with the last step. Silver might want to put the cat on a more auspicious square on this move. It's slightly vulnerable there on d6. As I said earlier, the dogs are also on interesting squares, the silver dogs. Gold might try to harass them. Maybe a dog hostage might even be on the horizon. But Silver did manage to avoid Gold taking one of its rabbits into the center, which would have been the main advantage Gold could have gained for Silver's choice of setup, but that seems to have been avoided in this case, although we still have the e8 silver rabbit potentially to worry about in the future, but right now it doesn't look particularly bad. So Silver's kind of invaded on g3. Now, potentially, he could try to get an attack going around f3, although way out on g3, the silver elephant's kind of buried away from the action. It's prying and fiddling in there, but it's not the easiest or best piece to be using down in a place like that. Of course, we do have the immediate threat on the gold dog, so that needs to be dealt with, which is one inconvenience given to gold there. And gold's move does nothing to protect the gold dog, so Wally might find himself up a dog now. The idea was there that trying to use the silver elephant's bad position on g3 in order to lock it in there, but unfortunately this doesn't protect the dog, and the silver elephant's going to escape anyway, so 9g was somewhat of a blunder by Gnarl there. Again, don't think that Awali is spending all this time on move 9s. We're actually seeing moves later than they actually occur. Although the time matches up to the move actually being played, which right now is 11s. So silver has taken advantage of the oversight, hanging the dog. So now gold has to figure out how he's going to recover from this backstep. Right now, silver is again threatening material capture, so gold absolutely must protect against that. The silver elephant is a little bit buried on f2, but it's not so big of a disadvantage, given that silver could potentially mess with gold pieces down there. Okay, that's an interesting move, 10g. It actually blocks in the elephant and protects against further capture at the same time. Silver's strategy probably now is to swarm on the f3 trap, I would imagine, trying to bring the elephant out of its little cage there. Silver could also push the gold horse on h3 up to h4 and try to get an escape route for his elephant that way. Of course, his elephant could also just sit there this whole time being a nuisance. But Silver doesn't really have a threat on c3 if Gold keeps the el tries to keep the silver elephant hemmed in. In fact, Gold has to use his own elephant to keep Silver hemmed in on the east side. So we'll see what happens here. Gold might be looking to rotate out the camel if the silver elephant stays there, but he took the option of moving the horse forward to h4. And so we're looking at a horse hostage on the east side by Silver. His camel's on the correct wing to do this. So Gold might find himself locked down in the east on the f6 trap if he's not careful. Maybe even if he is careful, I don't know. If that occurs, then Silver, of course, will have the advantage with the strong free piece and up a dog anyway. So Silver's, well, Gold rather has pulled the dog down, and in the immediate, it prevents Silver from pushing the horse out more, but it's not a sustainable, at least I don't believe it's a sustainable method to keep the gold horse from being hostaged over there. On the other hand, it does look somewhat difficult for Silver to rotate out of this. For example, if you bring the horse down to g5 and move the dog away, then Silver, Gold rather, has the option of flipping the horse down, bringing the rabbit forward to unfreeze the gold, the silver dog, excuse me. Also, is committal because the rabbit's coming forward. Nevermind thinks the gold camel should go crazy right now. I actually agree with him quite a bit. The silver elephant's all the way on h3. He's buried down in there. It's time for right. The correct the gold camel has nothing to fear now. He can go harass the horse on b6. He can do a whole lot actually, with little to fear. The only saving grace of silver would be the ability of silver's own camel to offset the gold camel. But of course, if that happens, then this horse hostage idea on the east side doesn't work so well because the silver camel is going to be busy doing two things at once. Now, is this worth the loss of the gold dog? I'm not so sure I would say that. Probably silver still has an advantage. So silver has managed to push the gold horse up one more. Gold has the option of flipping the dog now. The gold camel charge is a little bit more precarious as the silver elephant is slowly escaping its tomb on the east side. Trying to re-win the material with the dog flip might be okay. Although, potentially the dog can be captured and then the elephant can come back to protect the gold horse. Unfortunately, even that would even the material out, but Silver would be winning with the horse hostage. So we're waiting for move 12 us now. Silver has to decide whether to accept even the material evening and then getting the horse hostage, or whether to try to prevent the material from becoming even and get his dog out of the way. That the latter option is concedes that the gold camel will have somewhat of free rein in the west since the silver elephant will be busy executing that idea. In the meantime, the gold horse on h5 has no easy retreat if the silver elephant comes back. Okay, on move 12s, Wally has in fact decided to trade material back in exchange for the horse hostage. The proper move would, well, you can't really capture the silver dog here actually, without conceding the capture of the gold horse. So you have to protect the F6 trap, but you also have to try to come down. You have to try to get the silver dog under control. Now here, the silver horse on H6 becomes valuable and useful because it can come down and disrupt the capture of the silver dog around F3. Also, yes, also with that, you have to be careful that so that gold doesn't come down, although it's no big deal here because the gold horse is trapped on G6. Nevermind mentions that the silver dog could have been captured with the gold horse and protect the horse at the same time. Of course, that doesn't really work because the horses could easily be, well, for one thing, the horse on G6 could be framed then within the trap, or there's potential for forks between the two traps on the sixth rank. So he's correct that it wouldn't be good. Waiting for move 13s now. So either silver is going to bring his own horse down to protect the dog from being captured, or something else is going to happen. Perhaps taking the silver horse south three steps and the silver dog up one. But no, instead he hostages the gold horse on G7 and moves the camel out. And this seems to be perhaps a slight blunder. I mean, he could have defended the silver dog, for example, and he's got the incorrect piece holding the gold horse hostage. That's a job for a camel, not an elephant. So, 13s, a bit of a blunder there. Slight blunder, not an absolute terrible blunder, but it's sort of a blunder. So gold responds with the obvious capture of the silver dog, and now he's protecting the gold horse from capture and threatening to take the silver camel at the same time. So now, although silver has the gold horse hostage, it's being held with an incorrect piece, and the camel can't come over to take custody of the horse itself. So gold might actually have an advantage here, even though his horse has been hostage on G7. Certainly the gold camel is free to menace the west side now, because the silver elephant is tied to the defense of F6. We're waiting for the display of move 14s. Of course, 16s is the move that Awali is spending a lot of time on. Perhaps we can conjecture that some of these advantages are going to manifest themselves even as immediately as the next few moves. There's also a threat of a rabbit pull on e8, although gold has managed to find for himself bigger and loftier goals. And actually, the silver rabbit on e8 comes forward of its own accord, and the silver horse is swinging around, and the silver camel gets out of the way. And it appears as though gold has potential for more material gain with some flips. The F6 trap can be defended indefinitely here, and if the silver camel tries to pull some stunt on C3, the gold elephant will happily come down and exchange the silver camel for the gold horse, at the same time relieving itself of worrying about the hostage. I hope I'm coming through clearly. I didn't check the microphone level before I started here. Okay, so on move 15g, gold has opted to take advantage of the vulnerable e7 rabbit, pulling it all the way to e5. It's going to be very difficult for silver to prevent the capture of that silver rabbit. In fact, he might as well forget it, in my opinion. But right now, the silver camel, however, can come to f6. Yes, and that would help relieve the silver elephant of babysitting the gold horse there. So perhaps 15G isn't as accurate as it could have been. A simple flip of the rabbit might have been more to the point. All right, I'll try to speak louder. Or more loudly, perhaps. Nombril mentions flipping the rabbit onto F6. Of course, this is a good idea, in as much as it blocks the F6 trap even more, so that upon leaving, if the rabbit is still on the F6 trap, then the gold elephant or the gold horse can't be captured, and it prevents the camel from swinging over. We're waiting for move 15S now, and Wally is spending a lot of time thinking about 17S. Okay, so on move 15S, let's see what has happened here. So the silver horse on the east side has retreated as though it was threatened with being pulled or pushed or something. I'm not sure what that threat would have been. Looks a little bit difficult to pull off. Maybe he was afraid of the elephant pushing it down, or maybe the camel coming over, but I'm not sure that's such a tangible would have been a tangible threat. The silver camel has made an advance along with a silver horse, as though we're going to see a camel horse attack on the west side. It's not such a huge threat, although a swarm on the west side might be in the cards. The gold elephant rather is tied to the defense of the F6 trap. So there's, unless he can ensure capture of the silver camel at the same time as moving away from it, the advance might actually pan out. Right now, gold on we're waiting for move 16S. Gold has a threat on the rabbit that's on E4. Also, there's gold threatens to menace the silver camel on C5, although it's a little bit difficult with the horse being on gold horse being captive on G7. Although silver can try to take partial control of C3 here, remember that the gold camel can always defend that trap on its own, since the silver elephant isn't around to dislodge it. One of the many disadvantages of hostaging a horse with one's elephant rather than with one's camel. On 16S, we realized that threat on C3 was complete smoke, as the pieces have all retreated now. Now gold can simply capture the rabbit and perhaps push the camel back to the west side. We don't want it replacing the elephant as the jailer of the horse there. Okay, so that's a good move. So correct, on 17G, it's more accurate to keep the camel on the west side rather than capturing the silver rabbit, which can really be done anytime. So again, silver has taken his camel out of the danger of being pushed, although with the rabbit on E4, pushing the silver camel isn't as easy as it would have been if the rabbit was not there. The horse on H5 isn't really immediately threatened here. The gold camel's a little far away, and if it does leave, then we might have a camel horse attack on C3. It's not a huge threat. Did I misspeak about the jailer? Okay. Well, whoever's listening, you can make your own corrections to me. Yeah, we wanted to replace the elephant with the camel, so that the camel is the jailer. Okay. So on 18G, we've captured... Gold has captured the rabbit that was on E4. And he's brought his own... In the process, he's brought his horse up to F4, which might be able to help out around F6. Certainly the silver horse can't go to G3 as the gold camel is pointing his head straight at that trap, waiting for the horse to make an ill-advised move like that. So the situation is that we have a weak horse hostage on g7 for silver, while gold is up a rabbit in material, and so gold is most certainly winning on 18g, given that the horse hostage is not correctly secured. So on 18s, silver has shifted more pieces to the east side, and before he did that, the east side was, or at least the f6 trap was a little bit weak. Although it might not make that big a difference. In fact, he's put the rabbit on d7, which now it can be pulled again. We will have another rabbit in the same situation as the one that just disappeared. Also, the cat can be flipped from e7 to e6. With the silver elephant tied down to g6 so much, gold might consider launching a second attack on the west side. Perhaps an attack on the b6 horse, the strangely placed a6 dog. It's unclear which of the choices, cat flip, rabbit pull, or camel attack on b6 would be, or 2b5 and attack on the horse on b6 would be most effective. Camel move concedes, well, nothing much really, because the silver horse can't attack f3 on its own. And the silver elephant certainly couldn't move away from its post if that were to happen. The cat move, if it's moved, it can be hard for the cat to escape anywhere, so it might be in deep trouble if it gets flipped. The rabbit pull, of course, rabbits can't move backwards, so such a move could not be reversed by silver. And since, given the success with disposing of the last rabbit that treaded forward, it might appeal to Gnarl to try the same thing again. Okay, so indeed we do have the cat flip. And there's really no easy way to get the cat out of danger. For example, if the silver horse comes over to f5 and moves the cat that way, gold can simply put the silver horse onto f4, simultaneously guarding the f6 trap, and then silver's in deep trouble trying to defend against the horse capture. If the horse capture is defended, then f6 is vulnerable because of the very horse that was hostaged on g7. And if we try other methods, for example, unfreezing the cat with the camel doesn't work because the camel will get apprehended and sent to its doom. If the silver rabbit comes forward, the cat really has nowhere to run to. If it runs to the f6 trap, then we've just gummed up the trap we're hostaging on. Okay, well, silver has on 19s done what I advised against and has freed the cat with the horse, putting the horse on f5. And so now Gnarl will probably, with his elephant, first move the horse off of f4, either to the east or west, and then put, probably better is to the east, and then put the horse, the silver horse on f4, gold elephant on f5, defending f6, and it's lights out for silver. And indeed he does do that, which we might have guessed from the amount of time spent looking at the last move, since we're looking at moves two moves later than when they occur. Very tricky for silver now. There are no appealing moves in this situation. So, from a lucky oversight by gold to allow the dog to be blundered away early, silver has unfortunately disappeared, not disappeared, but has made some errors along the way, and now gold seems to have the upper hand. So in this situation, obviously the cat can just be captured, which it just was, and pieces moved away from F3 to prevent silver from taking advantage of his quasi-control of that trap. But F6 is pretty weak now, although the camel can come over and try to menace the gold horse. Of course, that would have allowed gold to capture the horse in the F6 trap, the horse that was on F4. And so silver sidesteps that, but gold is in complete control. Look how weak the northeast is. It's just, we've only got two rabbits defending that area. So, plus we can, if silver wanted, he could just take control of the horse on e3. So perhaps, maybe gold wants to put an end to this and simply send some rabbits up the east side, trying to take advantage of the weak defense back there. Any defense by silver would probably concede. Perhaps that would leave the e4 horse too undefended, and it's going to drop also. Sort of a slippery slope for silver now. So gold rather has taken the idea of putting the horse on e3. So now it's forked between f3 and c3. Something that can't be well defended. Silver's best move here would probably be to go attack the f7 horse, given how weak in the northeast is already. Don't try to defend the e3 horse, that'd just be a waste of time. Just go after the f7 gold horse and hope for the best. A, I don't know. Is that 8 to the 4th power or something? But it's mentioned that it's 22G is sort of sloppy, and it sort of is because it does leave the f7 gold horse undefended, whereas a rabbit push would have kept everything intact. No weaknesses. Of course, gold is still winning.
Hi, John, this is Omar. I just wanted to let you know I'm here, and if you need any break or anything like that, just let me know.
No, thank you.
You're doing a really good job so far. Enjoying watching this game and listening to your commentary.
I appreciate it. I don't think I'll leave now, though. It's about time for the exciting part. It's all exciting, but this is kind of the what we've been waiting for.
Yeah, a lot of fireworks going on now.
Okay, so silver has taken what seems to have been the correct plan and just going after the F7 horse, that gold horse that was perhaps a little inadvisedly left all by itself. Gold can simply, of course, capture the horse on e3 now, but the result of all this is that the northeast is a little bit less weak for silver than it was before. Silver's advanced a horse now to on 23g to g6 in order to defend against the immediate capture of the gold horse. It doesn't do very much to alleviate the silver threat on the horse, although you might consider that the gold elephant can come back any time to help out around f6 again, so silver does have to be very careful. So the horse on 23s has been buried on f8, renewing a threat against or putting a threat against the g6 horse now, and the cat has moved to e6 to shun the gold elephant from coming in there as much as it could have. Gold might consider just pushing that cat out of the way with the elephant now and renew the threat against f6, because certainly the e3 horse is not going anywhere, and taking care of the e3 horse with an elephant maneuver is too slow given threats against f6. Gold could just capture into c3 now, and at the same time that puts the threat of immediate capture on the b6 the B6 horse, which is another ghost of an idea. But he does take what might have been the better idea now and just put the elephant on E6, threatening capture of the camel. If the camel moves, then complete control is given to gold on the F6 trap. So basically, the F6 trap now has to be defended, and the silver horse on E3 is going to drop.
I guess the other option would be to just scatter your pieces from F6, but with that rabbit approaching, you probably don't want to do that.
No, probably not. You almost have to concede that the horse is going to fall. It couldn't be defended anyway, since it was the E3 horse was forked between the two traps, and moving, of course, away from the F6 trap just lets gold put pieces on three sides. So he has on 24S he did concede. He only used two of his four moves actually, which is slightly odd. Then again, you might not always be able to think of useful moves for all four of them. So on 25G, gold has opted to capture the E3 horse and move the silver camel closer to the B6 horse. Silver has responded on 25S by pulling out the horse, the gold horse that was on G6. Of course, with the rabbit on H5, it simply allows the horse to go back where it had been. Rabbits on the sides of the board are often useful for paving the way for pieces to move up and down the B and G files, whether it's for a retreat or for an advance. So gold is taking advantage of the convenience of the location of the rabbit on H5. Rabbit on H5 is also locking down the silver pieces, because of the gold threat. Silver can simply swarm on the east side now, just throw more rabbits forward, especially on the G and H files. Okay, and silver has now put his elephant on G6, dislodging the horse from its position there. And it does take the silver elephant, it does dislodge the horse and strengthen control of F6 more, but it does also put the silver elephant farther away from the west side, where the silver camel is now going to take control. Not that silver could have moved over to the west side anyway, as busy as he is defending all these threats in the east. But now on 27G, you might simply advance the camel into the B6 area. And you can also advance rabbits on the east side. Unfortunately for silver, this position affords few opportunities for counterplay. There's no counterplay in the west because of the gold camel. There's no counterplay in the east because the silver elephant's tied to the defense of F6. So all silver can hope to do is defend, and of course if that's the only thing you can do, you're probably going to get slowly constricted and crushed. If there were some holes, maybe for some advances, there would be a slight hope of some counterplay, but the silver rabbits are nowhere near nowhere close to that ability here. Gold is now attacking the west as he ought. There's not much silver can do about it. Well, our options now, waiting for 28G. Gold can flip the dog on A6 to A4, or you can pull the rabbit, or you can pull out the horse, which is terrible for silver also, because the only pieces that can help it to retreat back are rabbits, and rabbits only move forward. Well, the rabbit could come over from B6 and help it retreat that way, but it's got nowhere useful to go. So in 28G, it is the pulling out of the silver horse that has been chosen. It's threatened with capture in C3, which would put gold up, horse, cat, rabbit, two horses, a cat and a rabbit, up in material. So silver can't have that, especially with as airy as the defense is becoming. So he can either move the B6 rabbit over and try to get the horse put back on d6, for example. Or he could advance into c6. I'm not sure if that would be any better or any worse. Maybe slightly worse. There's two places. Well, although moving the rabbit forward into c6 to move the silver horse back does potentially allow the d7 rabbit to slip over to c7, and the horse could maybe slip back farther. Although it's all very passive maneuvering, what I'm describing. So we're waiting for 28s. Wally's dipping into his reserve again on what would be move 30s. Wally's reserve is now 59 seconds. So he did move the b6 rabbit over into c6, freeing the horse, and the horse moved to d6. So now the silver camel can menace the horse on d6 again. It'll be difficult. The horse can, it can be pulled out to d5, and then there's really nowhere for it to go. The gold elephant and silver and gold camel together would be preventing an escape backwards, so it could only go forward somewhere. There's nowhere forward to go, though. There's only, I guess, its only consolation would be that it could pick whether to die in c3 or f3. And even then, it really has no choice. It's all gold's choice. But, you know, silver may want to even consider pushing the horse on f6 out to f4, perhaps. Perhaps just trying to get gold out of the f6 region. Then maybe there might be vague threats on the southeast. Just one idea. Actually, if the gold horse is moved away from c6, the one that's in f6 right now, moved away from f6, excuse me, the silver elephant will be, well, it can be replaced with a rabbit there, and maybe the hostage on f8 could turn into a true hostage. It's a little slow. Gold's also fighting in the west, but it's at least worth a shot. It would make it pretty airy back in the northeast, though. But remember that there are pieces on d7, e7, f7, and e8, so the cat can't be pushed away to take the silver camel right away. And so if a silver rabbit goes on to g6, then the gold rabbit can only help attack f6 by moving to f5. So the silver elephant could potentially push that horse on f6, maybe towards the c6 trap, and at the same time maybe put a check on the gold camel on b5. So although gold does have a lockdown on f6, he doesn't really have the ability to make progress there at this time. Right now his plan is to use the lockdown to make progress in the west. And so on an interesting 29s, the camel has retreated away from the f6 trap. So keeping the horse that is now on g8 locked, but away from a capture threat. So it's not a true it's a hostage, but it's not in capturing position. I guess the idea was to get the silver camel away from f6 so that it can't be immediately captured if the silver elephant wants to go and do something useful in the west. It does concede some control of f6, though. So actually, the f6 horse that could have been forced away from the f6 trap is now helping out once again, and in a big way. Actually, it can't really be put away now. It can be put back onto f6, but that takes the silver elephant away from where it wants to head, which is b5, taking care of the a5 camel. So silver's options here, he could go try to take control of the a5 camel, which would be disastrous as f6 would quickly fall. Okay, so Silver's move is now moving the silver camel even farther from f6, putting the gold horse on h8, which may have the idea of blocking a gold attack on the h or g files, although it does weaken right down the f file a little bit, and it does weaken a little bit control of the f6 trap. He also, did he move a horse down to d5? Yes, he did that also, move a horse down to d5. I'm not sure what the point is there because it's blocking the silver elephant away from the gold camel. I guess, well, okay, the idea is that on d6, the horse could have been flipped into f6. Okay. So he's trying to avoid that, but at the same time, he kind of cut off his elephant's route that he wanted to take. Okay, so on in the, what in the future will be 33s, while he went all the way down to 27 seconds in reserve. On move 31s, he chose to move his elephant closer to the camel and maybe attack with the horse, leaving f6 with the gold elephant. Might not work so well as the silver camel is there. Okay, but we have a huge goal threat now on the west side. And the defense is even airier than it was on the east side. So what is to be done here? Notice that also we have the route for the gold rabbit to go up through the F file. Quadruple A is saying that we could frame the gold rabbit. Well, we could. Although the gold elephant will go to d6, and there will be a rabbit going to f5 to defend the gold horse. Maybe, maybe not. In any event, on 32s, okay, the dog coming back. And the rabbit's moving over for the defense. So we have c3 defended by two rabbits by silver and attacked by camel and rabbit from gold. Now the silver elephant is in position to help oust the gold camel from the attack there. So the defense is barely holding up. On 33g, of course, gold can capture the cat. Although it would lose the camel into c6. The threat here is, of course, by silver camel into c6 and the silver dog dislodging the rabbit from b6, and then the gold camel is lost if that transpires. Although if one looks ahead deeply enough, if you capture the silver cat in f6 and putting the gold elephant on f7, and if then silver goes ahead and captures the camel as planned, which would put its elephant farther away from the east, then you might have a goal threat, potentially down if, like, for example, if the rabbit then moves to G7 or something like that. It's tricky. Gold would have to be careful. So if on 33G, gold ignores the fact that the camel can be captured because he's got a rabbit now on F7, threatening an immediate win. It's probably stronger than the gold threat I was mentioning earlier. And in fact, the defense here, whatever the defense is, it's kind of okay. So pulling the horse on h8 over, camel is now in front of the rabbit, blocking its path. The gold horse on g6 can now pull the rabbit forward, and it's almost lights out there. Or yeah, you could capture it. You don't. Maybe if I were playing, I would probably pull the rabbit forward rather than capturing it and move the rabbit over. Okay, and that's what gold does. So now silver has to push the horse back to H8 and move the camel over to G8. Waiting for 34s now. It's going to be a miraculous defense if it works here. You could also put the cat over to G7, although that doesn't seem to hold up very well because then the gold horse on F6 can move the silver rabbits forward a bit, and then it's just got complete control over there. Okay, yeah, as Quadruple A mentions, the gold camel is hanging, so gold does have to make sure that his threats keep the hamel protected, or else just get the camel out of harm's way itself. Pushing the gold camel through the trap to c7 might help it to swing over with the attack, or else it'll gain control of c6 as a backup plan. So gold on 34s has responded by shifting the cat actually away from the defense where it needed to be, but defending the immediate gold threat by putting the horse on h8 and the camel on g8 and a rabbit on f8. So here, gold can simply, well, he could capture the rabbit in f6, and probably there are threats over there that can be made that would be able to defend the immediate capture of the gold camel into c6. For example, let's see, what would putting the elephant to f8, maybe pushing the gold elephant into it? I think I might be way behind here, you guys. Actually, the game is over. So let's quickly see what transpired here. That's what happens when these games, the moves are delayed, so the last moves show up rather rapidly at the end. So on 35g, the rabbit was captured, simultaneously putting the horse on g7, and the rabbit was pulled up to f7. Silver responded on 35s by capturing the gold camel. The point, of course, is that this gold threat is probably too much to defend against now. On 36s, the rabbit was captured in f6, and the gold elephant moved to f7, and there's pretty much no defense now. The only defender there is the camel on g8, and of course, it can just be pulled in 2 steps. The horse moves over and the rabbit goes down. So really there's no defense on 36s whatsoever. So the elephant on 36s just moved to the east 4 times, but it's not enough. The elephant simply moved out of the way and the rabbit rolled over 2 spaces west and then 1 space north to victory. So I hope you enjoyed listening. This is was my first commentated game. I might do one a week, although I might do some more this evening. So players could join me if they want to. If they don't want to,
Well, went pretty good. I enjoyed listening to your comments there.
thank you, Omar. Are you coming back this evening, Omar?
Yeah, I'm gonna be here for Naveed's game, and I might have to remind him about his game time. He sometimes forgets and shows up late. So, yeah, but I'll definitely be back tonight. I don't know if we have anybody commentating on that game, though. I don't think we do.
Well, I
But
put my
thanks a
so
lot.
I put my name
I
down
put
when
my
I
name
thought
down when I thought.
this game wouldn't happen, but it did happen. But I might come back anyway. Maybe I can just back you up if you want to do it or whatever.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if nobody else is commentating, I might give it a shot, and maybe we could do it together if you're up to it.